It's 6:32. I'm going to call the meeting to order. Today is April 8th, and this is the Budget Committee meeting. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. We're going to start with introductions. So, Janet, we'll start with you. Well, tell us who you are, how long you've been doing this, what you do for work, just so we get to know everybody.
Well, I've been doing this probably not even a year yet, right?
Yeah.
Maybe. Almost just.
Too shy.
Yeah, that's
right. Can you guys hear me?
Oh, yeah.
I can't hear you.
Yeah, he said he can't hear anything.
I can see you guys.
So, bottom left, if you hit the audio, the little carrot. Hit that little carrot again.
Yeah, maybe it's just...
Well, the microphone, the green, is going up and down on the
audio. It looks like it's working, yeah.
So it's picking up something.
So how do I turn it down, though?
So click on the audio on the bottom left.
Let's get rid of those.
Here it is.
And then your audio, that's muting us, so he can't hear
us. Okay, somebody say something now.
Okay, can you hear us now?
Can you hear us?
We're talking. Can you hear us? No.
Can you hear me?
He's
now?
Saying I can't hear anything.
What do we do?
How about now?
So on the
okay, Janet, can you hear us now?
Hold on, Janet, on the bottom
Justin?
Left. Can you hit the audio button, please?
I still don't hear anything.
Okay, we're working on it.
It's a little carrot, the little arrow that points up.
Oh.
We have to choose a new microphone.
Where is it?
Bottom left that says audio.
Yeah.
There's a little arrow
that
points
up.
The
little up arrow that's right next to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we can change your microphone.
To what?
Probably want to use the
echo
canceling.
Oh, the second one down at the very top.
Nope. That was speaker. So,
so close.
Can you hear us now, Ryan?
Can you hear us now?
I can't.
Janet, we changed the speaker. We didn't change the microphone. So we could just click that up arrow again, please.
This one?
Yep. All the way at the top. It says select the microphone.
Oh, up here.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay.
Can you hear us now?
Can you hear us?
Let's try this. Can you guys hear me now?
Yeah, we can
hear
you.
Can you hear
us?
Nope.
I still can't hear you guys.
Sue, do you want to just call him and put him on speakerphone?
Yes, I could do that. That's a good idea.
Yeah, he won't answer the phone, though.
Yeah, he will.
He will, because he's been texting me saying I can't hear you.
Yeah, look.
Hey, Ryan, is it all right if I put you on speaker?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Just ask him to mute his computer's microphone.
Can you hear us now?
Can you hear us?
Hang on.
Yeah,
my volume's down.
That.
All right, say something.
Can you hear us now?
Is that good?
No.
Can you hear us through
that
the
must
phone?
Must be something on my.
Yeah, it must be on his end if he can't hear.
It must be.
There might be something on my end.
Well, pretend you're paying attention.
Well,
you can't hear at all, Ryan, or can you hear me?
Oh, now I can hear through your phone.
Okay, can you hear us now?
I can hear through the phone.
Oh, that's okay.
All right.
Yeah, Ryan, it's Josh. The only thing I'd ask is if you can mute your microphone on your laptop, otherwise we're going to hear you twice.
Oh, yeah.
Because we can hear you through the phone just fine.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
Perfect.
Yep.
Thank you.
Sorry about that.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll put this over here. Okay, so Janet.
Yes.
Would you introduce yourself?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. I'm Janet Lewis. I live up on North Road, and I've been here in Camden probably 42 years, something like that. And I raised sheep and work for the town on doing things like this. And my husband used to be road agent. You probably all know this story. So,
no,
you
know
that?
No.
You know that?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
well,
that was a lifer.
5 years ago, he passed away. But
gosh.
He was road agent for 27 years. Yeah. So, that's my story.
Okay, Ryan, you're next. You get to introduce yourself.
All right, Ryan Young. I live on High Street in Candia. Unfortunately, I do travel a bit for work, which is why once in a while you will see me on Zoom. So thank you, everybody, for putting up with that. And today I had to be down at my office in Massachusetts, so I'm not there in person. What else? Was I supposed to say anything else?
Oh, how long you been on the budget committee? How long you been in Candia?
Gotcha. I was actually born and raised in Candia. I spent some time living down in Massachusetts after school, and then moved back to Candia in 2020. Been on the budget committee. This will be the third year. I think I'm up in 2027.
Okay. Yeah. Stephanie.
excuse me, Stephanie Helmick, school board rep. I moved in town with my parents in 87, bought our own house in 2001, vice president of finance for a company in Manchester, have two girls, 19 and 20, almost three.
Wow.
And that's about it. I know. Going by way too fast.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's it.
How long have you been on the budget committee now?
This is my 10th year.
You've done 10 years on the budget committee?
This will 9, so I'm starting my 10th.
Sounds like a sentence.
Hard times there.
Okay, Josh.
Let's see here. Budget committee-wise, just starting my second term today. It's been fun. I've been in town for almost 5 years now. My family, my wife and I, we have a 4-year-old. We live up on New Boston Road. Love it. I run a construction association. So I'm president and CEO of a group called Associate Builders and Contractors. Served with commercial contractors from across about 300 contractors. And I also run 3 other nonprofits. So training school and a couple of trusts. So keep myself a little busy.
Yeah.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Steve Tremblay. So my family bought land, built a house here in 1978. I lived in town and and also in Manchester, back and forth for years till I was 30. And then I moved to Florida for a decade, came back here, and my wife and I built land, acquired land, built a house in 2016. So, budget committee, my first year. And I work in finance at Fidelity.
Okay. Lynn Chivers. I've lived in Candia since 1974. I'm retired. I worked for Social Security for a long time. And I've been on the budget committee since 2008, which is a long time.
Yeah.
That is a long time. Dan Coffin, grew up in Massachusetts, Ashland, like 20 minutes west of Boston. My wife is a townie here. She never intended to come back, but we did about 10 years ago. 2016, bought a house 3 doors down from where her parents still live, Roger and Sandy Levitt. And I work from home most of the time, and I'm kind of like the primary caretaker for the kids. But I work for a consulting firm in Boston that works exclusively with nonprofits. And we do a lot of like fundraising and executive placement type of work. And this is my first day on the job, I guess. So, see how it goes.
Well, welcome.
Katrina Niles. Live on Chester Road. I've been here since 94, so that's 32 years. My husband and I have a lawn fertilizing business. I know your mother-in-law very well. Is this my fourth term?
I think it is, because I think it's my fourth.
Yeah.
Is it the 11th?
I think so. This will be 9 years? Has it been that long?
It could be.
It's.
I think it has been.
It goes fast, huh?
It's speedy. Very speedy. The older you get, the faster it goes. So, that's me.
Susan Young, I'm the selectman's rep. My profession is teaching. and I'm trying to be retired, but they need subs badly, so I teach a lot still. And I love the kids, so I enjoy it. I've been here, I'm the third generation in Candia, and I know Sandy and Roger very well also. And my son knows your wife very well. He was good friends with
Yes.
Grant.
Yep.
And I've been on here, I think, as long as you have. It's been a while, my whole time, minus 1 year. So as long as I've been selecting, like 12 years, it'll come up again, so 11 years.
Okay.
Then Ryan. Oh, he did.
I did Ryan. Yeah, I got Ryan.
And who's missing? Susan Smith.
Susan Gill.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not here. Okay, first item of business is election of officers. So we'll start with the coveted position of secretary. Are there any nominations for secretary?
Who was secretary last term?
The first. Oh, yeah. The newest person is always secretary.
Was it Steve, though?
Yeah, it was Steve.
It was me last
Steve,
term.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a newbie?
Well, I'm just asking for nominations.
He's like, oh, gosh, let me out of here.
Do I have to nominate myself or get something done?
No.
What
do
they do?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. It's a title. Do you want to be nominated? Would you mind?
Sure.
Okay, Dan. Yeah. The only problem is if Janet is incapacitated, she can't come for some reason, then you'd have to work on the minutes.
Man the controls. Yeah.
But
okay.
So you play, keep Janet happy. That is the secretary's
job. We have a tape recorder, so.
You do not want to have to do that. Yeah.
Any other nominations for secretary? All in favor?
Aye.
Oh, unanimous. Okay. Vice chairman?
Can we nominate Susan even though she's not here? Because isn't
that
her
job? I'll second that motion.
We do that all the time.
Yes. If you miss this meeting, you're in trouble.
Yeah, too bad for you.
Okay.
Yes.
Any other nominations?
No.
All in favor, Susan? Well, this is easy. Okay, and chairman.
I'll nominate Lynn.
I will second that. And nobody's going to
nominate. Please.
Yeah, let's just keep the same.
Somebody else. No.
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 Okay, all in favor.
You're wearing
that. Right.
Yeah, really.
I got it. Okay, that was... Okay, next item of business is to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. This is February 11th, yes. Because we, at our last meeting, we did like three meetings all at once.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, any changes or corrections?
That about wraps it up.
There was one thing, and I don't know what was actually said, but it doesn't make sense. Line 64. Now, Bill wasn't here for that meeting, because remember, he had just got his knee replaced. So it says, Ryan commented, he was talking about Bill Saffy. Ryan commented he feels that Mr. Saffy was frustrated with the prior meeting when a member of the audience accused the school board of putting the children in danger.
That was the budget committee.
Yeah.
Because
That's what we were, that's what we were talking about. Any other changes or corrections? Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll approve them as amended.
Sue makes a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second them.
Katrina seconds. All in favor? Okay, the minutes are approved as amended. Okay. Now, the next things we'll look at is the encumbrances. We usually get these earlier in the year, but we didn't. So there's a math error. Is it? The total should be $86,089.44. And if there's any questions on the encumbrances, we can ask for next meeting, or Sue might know the answer if there's any questions.
This is the town. Okay.
This is the town, yes.
Police department. I was wondering why the, I was confused for a second why the school board was by the town. No. Police
yeah.
department. Okay.
Yeah, the days of the half cruiser, we don't do that anymore.
Yeah. Wish the civilian price of the Tahoe was that low.
Yeah. Especially with all the.
Any questions on the encumbrances? Okay.
You want me to ask her about that?
What?
The addition, you said it was wrong?
Oh, total? No, because she gave us something else and the addition was correct.
Okay.
I think it was just a typo.
Okay.
They know what it is. Okay, the next thing, I gave you something about the ambulance. It looks like this, the revolving fund. So, if you recall, at the deliberative session, there was a warrant article to get rid of the revolving fund, and we didn't do that. And then it was amended for the ambulance to make monthly reports to the selectmen. So I called about the monthly reports. Well, I reread the warrant article, and it said monthly reports of the revenue, period. That's what that warrant article said. So I said, well, we don't. So they had 30 pages of every single transaction, which we didn't copy it, fortunately.
Oh, no.
And I said, no, we don't want that.
No.
Even though that's what the warrant article said, that's not what we're interested in. So I said, we really want to know what's the income, what's the expenses, and what's the balance. So we got this.
Okay.
As far as I can see, that's what we wanted. Is it any? I don't think we don't care about the income. We don't care about how many.
No, we just want to see.
So this pretty shows it all.
Out. Yeah.
Deposit, interest, expenses, and the balance.
Yeah.
At some point, we may want some of the expenses itemized.
I was just going to say that. But
we would. We're going to get that anyway. Wouldn't we?
No, because this is the stuff that's coming out of the revolving fund.
Okay.
All
right.
So we wouldn't get that.
Okay. All right.
So
yes.
I have a question on that, Steve Tremblay. So at the deliberative session, wasn't the idea to create a different type of fund so it was easier to move money around? Was the other fund ever created?
Yeah, the capital reserve fund was.
But it wasn't funded.
Because the idea was to take the money in the revolving fund and put it in the capital reserve fund and get rid of the revolving fund, but we couldn't do that. So we set up the capital reserve fund, but we still have the revolving fund. Now next year, we can put money in the capital reserve fund and get rid of the revolving fund if that's what we want to do. But for now, we've got the capital reserve fund and the revolving fund, but like you said, there's no money in it. Okay, so we're okay with this?
Yeah.
Okay. That's much easier. And that other thing, we don't want that. We don't need that. Okay, the next report from the town is the expenditure report. This is for 2025. Remember last meeting you said we wanted to see what the 2025 looked at, what we spent our money on. So this is all of last year, which shows $212,000 left over, which is a lot.
Well, minus the encumbrances, right?
Yeah. The encumbrances. That's tight, I think.
Well,
I think that's pretty tight.
It's a lot for the town, I think. They don't usually have, I don't think there's usually that much. Anyway, that's what it is. And minus the encumbrances.
So
this kind of gave us the opportunity to see where money was spent and where it wasn't.
But may I use the park as an example?
Sure.
So whatever I have left, you have to take these two things off. Okay, so that's what. So it's not quite as much as it looks like it is.
Now, one thing I noticed here on page 6, insurance. And they've been doing this forever, as long as I can remember. They over-budget the insurance. Now, I've been told the reason for that is that a single person whose spouse has the insurance could leave, and somebody could take their job who has a big family. So that would change the insurance. But you can see, we had a, what was it, amount? $17,000, they just over-budget that.
So, in the fire and forestry, or the public safety fire and forestry, it says that the current year available was 32, but then he encumbered money for the apparel, right?
Well, so, wait, where's our encumbrances here?
So that 22,000 comes out of the leftover 32. I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
22
so
there.
He's really not. He came in a little closer than 32.
Fire.
Oh, she's here! You have voted treasurer. No, I'm just kidding.
As long as I'm not secretary.
Oh, well.
That was a close race.
Yeah.
Well, hi. Sorry. Oh. We used to meet at 7.
That's all right.
Have the memory of a goldfish.
That's Dan Coffin. This is Susan Gill. You missed the introduction.
Sorry. Sorry.
No, there's your share.
I got it. 6:30.
But you are vice.
You are vice.
But you are the vice.
Oh.
So
me.
They said, "Well, could we do that while she's out here?" I said, "Well, of course." Okay. So wait, we're back on the fire.
Yeah. Wanted to make
right. It. Okay. So the 22,000 came out of that.
I'm a really organized person.
Just not today.
Just not today.
Any more questions? Right. Any more questions on that? The end of year.
So again, there's no other encumbrances right now that are outstanding right now. This is it. This list we have.
That's the whole list. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So he took what he had left over and put it into the Tahoe.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, mostly it's pretty spot on. So
we're on the end of year report for the town last year.
Am I reading this right on page 7? The police wages, the chief's wages are negative for the year?
Yeah, they overspent. And we asked about that and they told us. But now I have to remember what the reason was.
So
there was an error.
I wasn't there, but there's a few lines below that, a full-time officer wages, there's still 32,000 left.
Yeah.
So was the chief acting as a full-time officer or something?
No,
he was paid more than we had in there than it was planned for. He was given a raise.
Oh,
so
okay.
It went up to the 128. And that's why it's overspent.
Yeah. Yeah. But remember, we didn't have all the officers the whole year.
Yeah.
So I think that's
so the
why.
Total, the bottom line, yeah.
The bottom line is 54,000.
Yeah.
That's where some of that money came from. Because it took them a while to get fully staffed.
I know. You're not. Yeah. There was something. I don't remember what it was.
There was something, but.
It doesn't matter why.
There was something, and they explained it to us.
Yeah.
There's just so much with the transition and officers in the academy, officers yet to be approved.
In and out.
Yeah.
But now I think we're fully staffed, right, Sue?
I think so.
I think everybody's finished their training.
Oh, you had one officer leave. I'm not sure if we're fully staffed.
Okay. Okay, anything else in there?
Just a comment, because refresh my memory, last year, my first year with CNS, and for Dan as well. So now, if we take the 212,000, that's on the last page, subtract out the
86,000.
That money will get moved back to the general fund or revolving fund.
The unreserved fund balance, yeah.
Basically, it sits in the cash account at the bank.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the year, due to the formula, the selectmen can put it towards the tax rate.
Or not.
Or not.
They can, yeah.
Yeah.
But it goes back.
$26,000.
Okay, we're good? Okay. Next. Oh, they sent us the budget committee expenditure report, but I don't think we don't have much of a budget. So I'm not worried about that. Okay, the revenue report. Now this is just for the first 3 months of the year. January of 06 through March of 06. And we're about the same. Questions on the revenues?
Right in line with history.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, now we get to the school. We've got the school enrollment reports.
Kids in kindergarten, and we have parties and go to parties, and
I
see a few kids in, but to see 41, I'm like, where are they? I'm sure they're around, but this is the enrollments for next year, right?
This is what's there what's right now.
That's what's there right now. That's what I'm confused.
I don't know. Do you have any idea how many kindergartners next year?
I know that 19 families attended the info night, but it's still early.
Yeah.
That makes more sense. Thank you.
And so the high school was down 12 or 6, yeah. No, not 12.
We had 9.
No, 11.
11. Yeah. I've got the wrong glasses.
Yeah, so the Moore school was up and the high school was down.
That's interesting.
Well, but, you know, remember, some of those classes were really small, like...
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Look at the 12th grade. There's only 22 kids.
26, if you count that.
Yeah, plus the
other school. Yeah, it's other, small.
Yeah, still a pretty small class. 26, and we got 41 in kindergarten. You know what I mean? Yeah. Okay, we're good with that? Okay. And then the... expenditure report for the school.
When is this through, Stephanie? What date? Is it a date?
She was out last week.
Oh, okay.
So I stole it from
probably the end of March, would you say?
I think it was. Let me look at
it. It doesn't matter, really.
I can have a date on it.
Question. Let me see. Page.
Dating from when on March 25th.
Okay, page. What page am I on? Page 5. At the very top of page 5, under school board services, that first item, school board services health insurance assessment.
Assessment, yeah.
$84,000 that wasn't budgeted. What's that?
Did you hear last fall about the healthcare crisis?
Yes.
Yeah, our portion that we had to pay in was $127,000. So of that, we've paid $84,000, and they put it in that line.
Oh, okay. So next year we'll have the rest of it?
We have to pay it by the end of June to not be assessed a fee. So we'll pay it out by the end of the year.
Oh, by the end of this year?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's all in right. The encumbrances? Is that what it's...
Well, there's 126 on that line well, between
yeah,
the total and the encumbrances. 16, 20,
so it must be part of it.
Yeah, I think Concord had to pay like $5
million. What was this for again?
So the health care like conglomerate that a lot of the schools use to have lower rates didn't charge enough, and they needed balances. Like, you had to have so much of a safety net, each district. And this is however they came to the calculation.
They blew through their safety net.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, are they allowed they to blew, change yeah, I, midstream?
No, the problem was it's a multi-year problem, and they didn't do their audits, I think. The healthcare, the schools did fine. It was the healthcare didn't do their audits. And when they did it, like, oopsie, we got to go back for 3 years, basically, and cover these costs. I think it's like a cost-sharing setup.
Is that part of Concord's problem?
Yeah. It's a statewide problem. Yeah. No, okay. Concord's got other things.
Other problems.
Like Claremont does.
Yeah, like Hooks, it was high.
Yeah. Ours is actually pretty low compared to others.
It is. And we have, we priced out Anthem. They were too high. Right now they're going to a couple of others for our next renewal to see if we can get a better deal. Then school choice.
Right.
Because this is, it's technically a captive, I think. And captive is more of a cost sharing. So if you have a big catastrophic year, you kind of socialize that cost like you do a workers' comp claim.
Not every school district uses that.
Most of them.
Most do, though. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That's why we started going out to get bids from companies on our own as an SAU. But so far, Anthem was priced out of the ballpark, and then we're going, there were a couple other choices to look for the next year.
Yeah.
So that'll be in the next contract.
If you go contract. That route.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The teachers, we have to honor.
Budget. But yeah, hopefully it'll be in the next budget.
Yeah. Okay.
Because they were going to raise our rate 16%. And I think what they did, instead of raising rates 16%, I think it was a 7% increase, and then they created this.
Oh, one-time.
One-time fee.
Yeah.
So, Steve Rembley, I have two questions. In maintenance, it's SPED transportation.
Wait, what page?
Special Ed transportation.
Page 6.
Oh, yeah.
Underneath the...
Yes.
Okay.
So 2,600 in number. I guess it's 2,700. So transportation, so we spent an extra, we, the town or school, spent an extra 100,000 on transportation so far?
For special ed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we have one more quarter to go.
Mm-hmm. Problem. There's a couple of things with that. There's
Are we going to be all right?
Some laws in this... We'll be close.
I assume you've encumbered what you know for the year, right?
Yeah, yeah. So right now, it's just like a $253,000 on the positive without, you know, sometimes we get unexpected mm-hmm. revenues, things like that. So we'll be all right. But so there is a law in the state of New Hampshire that, I forget the name of it. I've heard it 1,000 times. You have a student in town who, say they live in Dunbarton and they lose their housing and they're homeless. And they're living with their grandparents for the moment in Candia. Candia has to pay. They split, Dumbarton and Candia have to split the cost of busing that student. So there's about $80,000 in there for that
situation.
Not once, but
So I have a follow-up there.
Yes,
because why don't they just go to school here? Or is it because
no,
they don't have a legal
the program?
So if that's it's a special ed student.
It's considered a homeless student. But it's under this special ed laws. There's a special, I can get it for you next time. It's strange.
I guess if I can piggyback on it, are you saying like it's special ed, but like they may not have a learning disability, but they
well,
there's just a special
why
need?
Do they need
no.
to be bused to Dunbar if they're living in Candia?
They're not.
They're homeless.
Out of placement.
Right.
And there are certain criteria to
qualify
as being homeless. Like say there's a domestic violence situation and they're permanent resident in Dunbarton and they have to come and live with their grandparents for say 3 months or so. They don't switch schools. Dunbarton pays half, we pay half.
Oh, so this isn't for a special program at a different school?
No.
We're busing them back over there.
Correct.
It's the McKinney-Vento Act.
Thank you. Yes. Thank
the school
you.
Principal.
Oh, it's right on the tip of your tongue.
I didn't know that. I just looked it up just for the record.
But
not that smart.
They categorize it in, because it's screens in front of them. You know, the manager of, let's say that, is special ed.
It's not regular education.
Right. They are the ones that follow the laws to make sure that we're doing things correctly. The student is actually homeless.
So thank you. My second question there is, one of the meetings that came out that there was an issue with pipes, lead, whatever.
Yeah.
Is that in here somewhere? Did they figure out what that's going to cost?
We do. We have the preliminary costs, and then they're going out and they're getting quotes on actually changing pipe, you know, updating pipes and whatnot. They mitigated what was there, and they did tests. All of them passed except for one, so they kept that one shut down, and they're investigating it further.
So in line 2600, and it says principal services? I'm not quite sure why, but maybe it's maintenance. Maybe it's maintenance. So there's an extra $57,000 spent there, but that's not the lead. That's something else.
Oh, that is maintenance. Yeah, I mean, the lead right at the moment was just a couple. It's not been huge. I mean, we do have a quote to replace all the piping in the building, but that won't be happening.
Steph, why didn't the company, remember we took out $2.5 million? Why didn't they catch this? Back
the
when they did they
lead?
Inspected, yeah.
We get tested every quarter.
No, I mean that company that, remember we pay them? The one that that oversaw all of
the
maintenance.
Turner report?
Yes.
2015?
Yes.
Yeah.
They didn't catch the lead? Or that needed to be done?
There is a quote to replace all the piping in the building.
Back then there was?
No. No, we just have that now, but... Turner
okay.
report. I mean, I can get you the report. It's
no, I just wondered why that company didn't catch it when they're inspecting schools.
Was
you
that
know
the scope
mean?
Of work, though?
No.
That would be my question. Were they contracted to serve the water?
No. We get our... The problem is like, even like Crawley up the street, brand new school, they tested positive. They have such a small amount. The way that they have to test, it's...
Yeah, it could come from... Pipes could come from the water in the ground or the well.
They tested
places.
The water in the ground and the well, and we're good.
Good.
They've done lots of testing, and they're doing more.
Yeah, because they used to test that well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, back when the girls were in school.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I don't think they do it anymore.
They just tested the well to make sure that the lead wasn't coming
that
from
wasn't
it.
Where it was coming
yeah.
from.
So that's good. That's a big
yeah.
thing.
Okay. Any other questions on the school expenditure report? Okay. Now, I forgot on the agenda, I have an item for spam emails. So I just want to warn everybody. You will occasionally get some spam emails that are supposedly from me
mm-hmm.
telling you to... I need some gift cards. I don't know.
Give me money.
Credit
did
card
you get,
number.
Did you get my gift card?
Yeah, really. I did. I need the receipt. No. So I can't remember exactly how they're worded, but it's...
Are you free to meet? I've gotten one like, you free for a call, are you free to meet?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Then,
yeah.
Those a bunch. And I've
yeah, you get those.
And I'm like, was that...
I'm busy that
day.
You
really, was that really
yeah.
you?
Or would you call me right away or
yeah.
something
yeah.
like that?
Well, I feel like you only send emails at 4 o'clock in the morning. So if it doesn't come at 4 a.m., I figure
it's not me.
Not
yeah, I know. I
know,
I look
at
that. I'm
sure
I'm
everybody's at
bed.
Their computer at 4 o'clock waiting for my emails. The other thing is they always assign it a Lynn instead of Lynn, and I never do that. Because
yes.
That's what it says on the budget committee, on the website, on the budget committee page. That's what it says for my name, so they put that. So, just so you know, it's not me.
Data mining the website. Maybe we should all spell our names wrong on the website.
Yeah. And then another reminder, which I don't think I need to remind everybody, but I'm going to do it anyway because the issue came up last year, is that our emails are for informational stuff only. We don't discuss anything over email. If you don't understand something, like if I say we're going to meet at the PPT and you don't know what that is, that's fine. But we don't discuss issues over email. So you're going to get agendas and all of that stuff. But that's it. Okay? Anything else we need to talk about today? No?
No? Steve Trembley, motion to adjourn.
There a second?
I'll second.
Sue seconds? All in favor?
We're all in favor.
All right. Oh, and our next meeting is going to be the 13th of May.